This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all. Good balmy afternoon up there in Minnesota. It's happening to be a 0 degrees Fahrenheit, perfect Super Bowl weather. And that's why they're indoors. And that's why I'm indoors, even though it's in the 70s today, but a little bit rainy where I am. I was going to go out and water the crops. I call them the crops, my garden. But I don't have to, Super Don. I got my bike ride in yesterday after the lecture. I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm just, you know, ready to do a show with you for a couple hours. What do you say?
Yeah, why not? It's kind of a big day today, isn't it?
It is. It's... What is the day today? I don't know. What's the big deal? What's the day? What's going on today? Nothing's going on. The news cycle is slow. There are no sports events.
Nothing to do. Just stare
blood
at the
on the
wall.
Dance floor.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There's actually two things going on today. Obviously, those who are into sports, today is Super Bowl Sunday.
Right, and we don't take today off. We're here live on the air with you.
That's right.
And you know,
that's
we right. have, in fact, do you remember years ago? We did a live Super Bowl report from the field. We had a reporter embedded at the Super Bowl one year.
Dude, I kind of remember that now. That was a while ago.
Yeah, my buddy Jason Dacey, who's over there, I think, with ESPN Sports in Singapore. But that was kind of fun. Anyway, today, I don't know if we got any sports themes, but it is also World Cancer Day. Now,
it is.
I would call this World Cancer Fraud Day. Right? Much the way we talk about World AIDS Day every year as an HIV fraud day, right? I think it's a fraud day because every bit of PR that they put on for World Cancer Day is about pay no attention to the real causes of cancer that you have control over, other than they'll say don't smoke. And they'll say don't eat certain things, but not really. I mean, it's like lip service. The reality is we need more money for more research, to do more chemo, to do more radiation, and even maybe advanced surgery, which is, you know, has legitimate ability to interface when it's a life-threatening matter. But before we dive headlong into World Cancer Day, I just want to say thank you to Jim and Samantha at the Health Basket. Yesterday we had a great, great lecture. I don't know if the lecture was great because I was giving it, but it was a great event, and I had a great time. Over 60 people, I think maybe 65 people were attending, standing room only in their area there. It was really nicely done, and I want to thank Jason Baratero, that's Paul's younger brother from Echo Water, because that health food store has Echo Water. So everybody was being fed some hydrogen water while we were given the lecture, which was awesome. We even had one of the saunas that apparently Super Don hasn't set up yet to sweat in. At the event, so people could see that's another aspect of what was my focus of my lecture, brain and neurological health. Of course, CBD was primary among the mechanisms or substances to use for that. But I talked about far infrared detoxification, in other words, causing the deep level sweat, the fat soluble toxins to come out through the skin rather than burdening the liver and kidneys. So that was awesome. And the question is, since that point in time, did you set the sauna up for Super Bowl Sunday?
No, I have it this morning. I'm going to attempt to today. but I have not set up. I was kind of busy this morning. I didn't have time to set up.
Yeah, I know. I would hesitate to call you a slacker because you're not. But the reality is, ever since I sent you the sauna I had, I've been sauna deficient. And then Jason brought the sauna. We showed it off, and then I hooked it up this morning and got in it and sweat for about a half hour.
Now I have sauna guilt.
There we go. Now we were looking for it. Right? You're either Jewish, Catholic, or you're a sauna, and you have guilt. And that's how the game goes.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm going to call you out a little bit here on being maybe a little too what? Little bit too much of a cynic on this World Cancer Day thing.
Really?
Because yes, I would, because I mean, look, I understand that there are people out there that have the wrong perception about how cancer should be taken care of or healed or cured, or what awareness really should be when it comes to cancer. But I want to hearken back to the, if you remember when we did the ALS water...
Oh, dump the water on your head challenge.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rather than just being cynical and saying, oh, it's a fraud, it's a meh, and that... You know, this gives us an opportunity. If there was no World Cancer Day, it wouldn't give us the opportunity to be able to take advantage of the opportunity to show people how it's wrong and what they can do about it. Just like we did with the water challenge, right? We didn't go, this is a fraud.
Oh, nah. Listen, Mr. Positivity.
Right?
Look, it's 0 degrees in Minneapolis, and you're all happy and doing uplifting things. I just, the people suffering in Minneapolis deserve better. They need
uplifting
a little...
Uplifting on a Sunday? What's going on here?
What's up with that? No, you are so right. As per usual, Super Don is right. And, for me, that dour cynicism is about the cancer establishment, not the fact that we can't turn it into something positive. We always find a way. Just like you said, the ALS challenge, the dump your... You know, I think I was one of the first, if not... I don't know how many people end up doing that. It was like, all right, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to tell you, here are the things you should be doing to prevent or reverse it. Even before we declared 2018 the year of neurological degradation, prevention, and reversal. And, you know, that was the focal point of yesterday's talk as well in that regard, and CBD being primary among them. I haven't done a full-on CBD talk like that yet. And so there were a lot of slides and intricacies that, you know, I'm still digging into. Like, I've had 10 plus 12 years now, solid years in silver therapeutics. I've had 26 years in homeopathics. So in CBD, there's still a lot to learn. And it's a fascinating subject, and we're still 70 years behind that. And that includes the use of cannabis for cancer, which, by the way, is included in the book Unlock the Power to Heal. We talk about that. But are we winning the war on cancer? When somebody asks that question, when it's asked by Newsweek, I ask, well, what is your strategy? What is your strategy? Because if you go to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, you say, all right, how do we analyze the battlefield? What is the successful thing? What is the way we can win before we begin instead of lose before we begin? And if the cancer establishment has basically determined that the only way you're allowed to go with lip service to diet, I'm not even giving them credit for that, because how often do they talk about organic non-GMO when they say, yeah, eat better? Right? Oh, no. They talk about eating low in fat, which is nonsense. You want to protect yourselves, you need good fat. So this is where some of that cynicism reigns into the establishment. They have declared war on cancer, and yet their tactics, much less their strategy leading to their tactics or vice versa, is resulting in more cancer. Tell me if I'm wrong here, Super D, but when you add toxic poisons a la chemotherapy, you add carcinogenic energies, a la ionizing radiation, into a body already suffering from cancer, how can you then claim that you're going to win the war on cancer? What you have done is a scorched earth policy, a la Saddam Hussein. You're basically polluting and intoxicating the entire body, because you think if we get it polluted and toxic enough, even the cancer cells couldn't survive that. Oops, wait, we forgot about that human body that soul was inhabiting. How are they going to deal with that? Well, we'll just play that chemotherapeutic game of chicken and see if they survive long enough to then maybe recover. And in that recovery, is there any discussion on World Cancer Day about the use of selenium? about the use of chromium, about the use of silica, about detoxification protocols that would save people's lives rather than kill them with further poisoning and intoxication to the body. Do you dig it, Super Don? You dig where I'm coming from here?
The answer is yes.
Okay, not too cynical, though, right?
No. The answer is yes. Is there anybody talking about it? Yes.
Okay,
right here
talking about
on the Robert
right
Scott Bell Show. That's right.
We got your talk. We got your talk hanging. That's right. So the war on cancer, as I said, it's a wrong concept to declare war on cancer. Dr. Batar and I have discussed this for many years, that if you declare war on something, and Ron Paul knows this too, politically, you declare war on something, you get more of it. War on poverty, right? War on cancer, you name it. War on terrorism. You know, even though I will give props to Donald Trump, President Trump, for attacking and killing and rooting out ISIS, the seeds for so-called terrorism, that's a different discussion, right? You're not going to wipe out a tactic or people who are disgruntled from being occupied, for instance. This is not a justification of terrorism. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm understanding what grows in a terrain, the environment, the law of the terrain. And that's what's missing in the war on cancer. Antoine Béchamp is missing in the war on cancer, because if they embrace the teachings of Antoine Béchamp, the real brilliant guy in the history of modern, if we will, science and how disease occurs, we wouldn't have to go to war at all. We would simply restore the terrain back to health. We would take the toxic poisons and remove them safely. We would give the terrain that which it needs to proliferate healthy, you know, vital cells that are functioning so strong that the immune system doesn't even have to intercede on your behalf. That's an important distinction here. When we talk about immune health, right? You destroy the immune system, of course, cancer. You have a strong immune system, there's no cancer that can take hold of you. But even prior to the immune system is the just healthy metabolic function of every cell in your body. How about considering that? Well, unfortunately, that's not being considered in the war on cancer. And that is the biggest mistake that could have been made from the word go, from day one, when they established like the American Cancer Society. Right? We want to cure cancer, but if we ever do, we have to dismantle ourselves. Oh, wait, that's not a good idea. I think we should suppress every genuine cure for cancer that is not patented and profited off of, that's a semi-cure, like a semicolon, versus the whole colon that you had before they got in there and ripped half of it out because you had colon cancer, because they wouldn't tell you the toxic poisons that they're giving you are actually the cause of that cancer. So, yeah, I'm a little upset on World Cancer Fraud Day. Although what I feel like we're doing here is hopefully raising some level of consciousness to look beyond the fraudsters at the American Cancer Society, often at the National Cancer Institute, when they do scientific studies that are pseudoscientific because they're promoting a monopolistic agenda of chemotherapy or bust. I'm not going to bust with chemo, are you? Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Hey, Dr. Lee Cowden knows about this. We'll be back with him next.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it is, I guess, World War on Cancer Day, if it's truth be told. I mentioned in the opening here how the war on cancer is kind of like a, I don't know, it's a dunderheaded attempt to do what? To poison people back to health, to radiate people back to health, or to just cut parts of your body out. And in the cancer establishment, part of that attempt is to remove organs that might be cancerous one day down the road based on theoretical or actual gene mutations that may or may not be the cause of cancer. This past week, we had on PhD Dr. David Rasnick on talking about aneuploidy, chromosomal imbalances resulting in cancer due to toxicity and deficiency. A medical doctor often doesn't know these things, but one that does is on with us right now, welcoming him back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Lee Cowden.
Hello there. Good to talk to you.
Dr. Cowden, are you under any, I don't know, delusion that cancer is caused by a lack of chemotherapy?
Not at all.
So yeah, if we talk about...
There's good evidence that sometimes chemotherapy can induce cancer.
Well, yeah, exactly. And even more information about chemotherapy not killing what they're now calling cancer stem cells, and of course adding to the toxic burden of the body that corrupted the cells themselves, much less the immune system, and facilitating the rise of even more cancer.
Exactly.
Now, clearly, Dr. Cowden, you learned all about this in medical school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And if you believe that, then I have some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you.
Well, if California keeps it up, what they're doing with the vaccine thing, God might take them out. But that's another story. For you to learn about the things that you have learned and teach the things you have taught and help the people that have needed help more holistically and integratively, obviously you had to learn about this well after medical school. You were honored recently at the Doctors Who Rock event, and Elle McPherson, who just was deeply, madly in love with you for her, all the help that you've given her. I saw her affection for you, genuine affection for you. There's obviously something good you've been doing to empower the people all these years.
Well, I keep trying and keep learning, but, you know, it's a continual process.
Well, indeed it is. So what was it for the new listeners that may not know about you, Dr. Lee Cowden, that turned you, in a sense, from having pharmaceutical horse blinders on as the Flexner Report curricula, you know, indicates this is what you teach doctors to do. You come out and you go, yeah, no, that's not working for me anymore.
Well, when I was in medical school, I'd moved from arid West Texas to humid Houston, Texas to go to medical school. And very soon after I got there, I developed allergic rhinitis, then allergic sinusitis, then infective sinusitis, then bronchitis, then pneumonia. And the illness was so severe that it was keeping me from being able to go to medical school class. So I followed the advice of three medical school department chairmen and got progressively worse. And thank goodness my wife's grandmother came to visit us in Houston, and she was a self-taught nutritionist and school teacher. She took pity on me. She took me down to the health food store and got me on some vitamins, minerals, and herbs, and I got well. And I thought, my goodness, I need to learn everything that this woman knows, and I need to take with a grain of salt everything I learned in medical training after this.
It is that way, though, isn't it? It's personal experience. We come to a brick wall. Maybe it's made of Big Pharma's drugs, and we say, you know, if I continue this direction, I'm not going to be here that long. And
right.
you start making a decision. Again, it's a harder one, apparently, for someone with a medical degree that I've often called a duh-gree, to have to unlearn all the things that you're an expert at and then say, you know what, that expertise is not going to help me. It's not going to help my patients.
That's right. Yeah, it's pretty discouraging, actually, to finish the formal medical school and residency and fellowship training and figure out that most of what you've learned isn't applicable to patients that are chronically ill.
Yeah. So how many barbs or arrows did you have to pull from your back once you started doing what I perceived to be the right thing?
Ooh, quite a few. Yeah. That's not something for the faint-hearted. You're almost certainly going to come under attack if you go outside the paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it takes someone that's really committed to doing the right thing to withstand the attacks and the assaults of those who would want to keep you contained within their electrified pharmaceutical fence. And again, to your credit, Dr. Cowden, you have stepped up. And not only that, you have been on the forefront of teaching other physicians, bringing doctors together from all over the world, health professionals, to learn more about these integrative methods, if you will, and to learn from each other.
Yes, I'm very proud of my work with the Academy of Comprehensive Integrative Medicine. We have a large number of health professional members as well as general public members who are hungry to learn truth about how to reverse chronic illness and how to prevent chronic illness, and it's quite rewarding to be part of that.
Beautiful. Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk with Dr. Cowden about the ACIM, but also an upcoming event, women who have had silicone breast implants. Pay attention to this. Very important stuff coming up, a great opportunity to detox after the break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, we are live on Super Bowl Sunday, World Cancer Day, which is a fraud from the establishment to promote an agenda of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery to the exclusion of all else. And primary among those mechanisms to change the terrain is, of course, to detoxify that terrain. Joining me now from ACIM, you can go to acimconnect.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's Dr. Lee Cowden. Dr. Cowden, we're talking about the 7-day rapid detox retreat you're going to be hosting in Phoenix, which is very, very small in terms of the number of people from a patient perspective or client perspective that can move through it. But it is directed at women who have had silicone breast implants, had them removed, and now are dealing with residual toxicity. The question is, how did you get involved in this kind of explant procedure and the follow-up to remove the residuals that are causing so many problems for these women?
I got a call in 1990 from a Hollywood movie star who said that she had gotten silicone implants put in, and she got progressive fatigue, muscle aches, joint aches, and brain fog. And she actually became 100% disabled because of the inability to remember her acting lines. She got the silicone implants removed, but she didn't get better. And so a friend of hers said, well, you need to call Dr. Cowden. He'll likely be able to help you. So she called, and I said, well, you need to come to Dallas and see if we can help you out. And we created a program specifically for her, which was 7 days of modified vegetable juice fast, along with 4 gallons of ozonated Klima rectally twice a day, and an ozone bath once a day, and a body soak, homeopathic body soak bath once a day, a lot of lymphatic work, and a lot of supplemental nutrients, clay and fiber, proteolytic enzymes, and so on. So, and we did some work on our emotions. But anyway, on the third day, she got white fluffy stuff out into the toilet and white fluffy stuff out into the bath water when she was soaking. And we scooped that up and sent it off for analysis and found it was silicone. So by the seventh day, she was able to remember what she was supposed to do for the cleanse. So she took all of her equipment home and continued to do a week on and 2 weeks off for several more months, and finally went back to work without any symptoms and is still acting today, 25 years later.
Fantastic. Now, we talk about silicone. Again, we want to make a distinction. This is a different substance than silicon or silica, which we definitely need to reintroduce in a whole food form in the body because many people are silica deficient, and that means connective tissue disorders.
Right.
So talk to me about why silicone is problematic, why it's shown to be so not health-promoting but disease-promoting.
Well, silicone is a very large man-made molecule that is found in the interior of a lot of the breast implants and leaks out over time from those implants into the lymphatic system, clogs up the lymphatic system, impairs the drainage of toxic substances away from the tissues through the lymphatic system, and also activates the immune system into an autoimmune type of response. And the patients that have those implants, some of them become gravely ill in just a few months' time. Others, it takes a few years for them to become ill. But eventually all of them do, even those that have saline implants, which is a saline-filled or saltwater-filled silicone bag, they eventually also develop symptoms. So, it's important for the women that haven't gotten implants yet to really scrutinize that before whimsically deciding to do it, because I've seen that most women eventually pay the price with other chronic diseases brought on.
What do you suspect in the terms of the saline, which versus the silicone, is the problem? Because saline in and of itself would be considered somewhat inert. Is it the plastic or whatever coating around it is breaking down along with it to create the scenario?
What we found with the saline implants is that they become filled with funguses and molds and start producing mycotoxins that actually can go through the silicone bag back into the tissues, so the patients become mycotoxin poisoned. And it's varies how from woman to woman how often that is a problem, but it's fairly common in saline implants, a little less common in silicone implants.
Well, this fungus scenario, I think about all the people that have been lecturing now and researching into the fungal link to cancer. Some have said that, well, cancer might be a fungus, right?
Right.
Doug Kaufman, our good friend, who was there at the Doctors Who Rock Award, I think was emceeing your event, is someone who's been a very strong proponent for awareness in this area and try to, how do we mitigate, reduce it without poisoning the body further?
Yeah, well, we know that about 40% of the houses in the United States are mold and fungus contaminated, and so people are breathing that stuff into their lungs, into their paranasal sinuses, and into their gut, and ended up with a load of mycotoxins and fungus in their body, some of which can go through the implant, the silicone implant or saline implant wall into the interior.
Well, if this is the case, again, we're looking at all breast implants as being problematic at this point, and there isn't a safe option, and, the focal point on Mammary gland size, obviously it's been an obsession in the culture, particularly in the Hollywood culture. Interesting that a Hollywood celebrity reached out for help in this case. So in the development of a detox program or protocol, what do you think that, you know, of all the things that you've done, or is it the concert of the things you've done that has provided for this? My gosh, the body is finally able to mobilize a way to remove this accumulated toxic poison.
Well, you know, back in medical school, we were taught almost nothing about the lymphatic system, and the lymphatic system is absolutely critically important to help to detoxify the body. And the lymphatic system gets clogged up easily from mucoid material that the body produces in response to dairy products, and Americans have a love affair with dairy products. And then there's also a lot of mucoid production in the lymphatic system whenever a person is consuming wheat products. And we also have a love affair in this country with wheat. But the silicone is much more problematic because the molecules are larger and they clog up the lymphatic system sometimes even permanently. Mm-hmm. And so the toxins cannot drain away from the tissues. And we found that this same detox program that we'll be teaching out in Arizona works to get not just silicone out of the body, microscopic silicone, but also appears to get asbestos out of the body. And I've never found anything besides this cleanse that will get silicone and asbestos out of the body. So I'm very eager to teach practitioners how to do this so that they can help more people. In most major cities, there's a silicone implant survivors group numbering anywhere from a hundred or two up to several hundred. And these women don't know that there's anything that can be done about their condition. And that's just terrible that they're suffering without any hope of ever getting better. But we know that they can get better because we've treated dozens of women this way.
Well, and Dr. Cowan, you're working here with Valerie Warwick, RN, in this presentation. More than a presentation, it's experiential. I saw a sample of the day the women who would go through this program will go through. And it no surprise to me, by the end of 7 days, they could be different people altogether. I'm not saying that it's the end of the road, but my gosh, what a great head start for folks. And a very limited number of folks that can go through this. From what I understand, it might be limited to 6 participants, but you're also inviting other doctors to kind of learn from this technique so that they can go back and duplicate the success.
Right, and I just encourage everyone that has an interest in this, whether they're a patient or whether they're a practitioner, to contact Valerie Warwick to find out more about the program and decide whether it's something that would be valuable for them to attend. And Valerie's phone number is 208-704-3409. I'll say it one more time, 208-704-3409. Valerie lives over in Hawaii, so she's on a different time zone than most of the rest of the continental United States. But she'd love to speak to you about what we're doing in our program and what's possible.
So if let's talk about the doctors that may want to attend, maybe other RNs. Is this something that, you know, it's sort of like a curriculum, or is it just an observational? These are the things we're going through. You're going to witness this. This is what we're going to see. This is the evidence we're providing so that these physicians and nurses can go back into their home practices to duplicate it right away, or will it take another year of learning?
No. The goal is to be able to teach them enough in the days that they're there, so that they can actually go back and do this on their own in their own clinic setting or their own community. The first day is basically a didactic type of teaching all day so that they can understand the entire program. The second day involves how we go about evaluating a potential client to see if they're a good candidate, and if they are, what types of treatments and products and supplements and so on would be used specifically for them. You know, if you do a cookie cutter type of approach, you get mediocre results. If you do a customized energetic evaluation, you can get superlative results. And then the subsequent days are actually being there with the patients that are going through the cleanse to see the response, to see what they're doing, to actually experience it.
And is this the first time that this event is being put on? Is this the inauguration of it?
Yeah, it is. I did this, as I said, first time in 1990 and did it out of my practice for the next 4 years until I took my first retirement, forced retirement. I had that year colon cancer and prostate cancer and unstable angina pectoris. So I decided the practice was killing me. I need to take a break from the practice and nurse myself back to health. So I did that over the next few months. And unfortunately, the nurse that was helping me with that retired also, and so the people that knew how to do it were lost. But now I'm interested in trying to get this restarted in a number of clinics across the country so that women can be helped. Well, not just women, but anybody can be helped.
Sure.
We have, as I said, asbestos removal with this program, too.
I love it. And, of course, you utilize homeopathic drainage remedies, lymphatic drainage, Kalimas. You're looking at cleansing appropriately, and it seems like safely. Great monitoring of the program and the protocol. And women around the world, we have listeners all over the world, including in the United Kingdom, that have great concerns about how do they get well, how do they detox. I would encourage you to look up lifetriberetreats.com. And we have a direct link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you're a physician, nurse, somebody that wants to work with these protocols, Dr. Cowden is also inviting you to observe and learn so that you can go back and duplicate this success. Dr. Cowden, salute you. Appreciate you very much for all that you're doing to bring the power to heal back where it belongs.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing to get the word out. So thank you so much.
You got it. We got a couple of... You got it. Dr. Cowden, stay on for a couple of minutes more during the break.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think I forgot to mention on the radio feed that we have the Leak Outen event, and it's happening March 16th through the 24th next month. We're already in February if you're listening live. So it's in the show notes. Super Don put it there. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll learn more. Our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, and radio stations around the world. Super D, what would a Super Bowl Sunday be without a Super Bowl Sunday story, even right here on the fastest 2 hours of health and healing on radio? Yeah.
Well, we're both fans, and so we like to at least have people indulge us a little bit so we can kind of talk football. Although, I find this interesting because I remember back in the day, watching football was about football. Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's
exactly.
I'm watching the Super Bowl. Why am I watching the Super Bowl? Because A, I want to watch the football game, and B, there's some funny commercials. You know, that's pretty much it.
Right. You actually said, did you see that catch? Wow. Did you see that throw?
Yes. Yeah. That horrible call by the official or something, right?
It was a place where we could actually indulge and escape some of the other things. And we're like, you know what? I don't want to think about that right now, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So, no more.
Well,
not anymore,
according to CNN.
Oh, boy. Super Bowl controversies to talk about with your kids. That's the headline, right? This is what we all want. We're going to sit with our kids, and we're going to talk about what? Racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia.
Well,
I mean, is that what football has become?
That's what everything has become if you pay any attention to the mainstream news. They want everything to be about a controversy. Everything's got to be political. They do the same thing, and it just irritates the bejesus out of me with these movie reviews, right? You know, I put it in the same category. It used to be at one time there would be a movie and it would be like, oh, it was great action, the story, the writing was good, it was bad, we give it two thumbs up, one thumb up, two thumbs down, whatever, and it was based on the art and the acting and stuff. And now it's like you can't find a movie review that doesn't complain about the social issues and the political slant and
who did they vote for, right? I'm going to see that movie if he voted for someone I like.
It has nothing to, it should not have anything to do with that, and the Super Bowl should not either. But CNN has put together an article here where they're saying that as you sit down to watch the Super Bowl with your children, you want to be prepared to explain to them the issues and controversial subjects that will be coming up during the game today. For example, the first one on the list here is taking a knee, which is just the stupidest thing we've had to witness in the news over the last, how long has it been now, a year or so? Started with Colin Kaepernick. The people are protesting the national anthem. And then you got the White House getting involved and stuff. And it ruined football for the last year and a half. And you've seen the result of that.
Right. No, this next one. And by the way, J.J. Watt from the Houston Texans won like the Walter Payton Man of the Year. This guy did amazing work for Houston after the hurricane came in and just sat there. I love that they'll acknowledge the good works out there because that's where we should focus.
And
the high ideals of let's say, people who are in positions of power because of their celebrity status doing good work, that's great. But junk food, interesting, is the second topic. Like I said, no Tide Pod nachos. Come on. Is that what they're talking about, though?
They're not talking about Tide Pods, but, they're pointing out, and I suppose I could give a little bit of credit to this one. It's true that the commercials are trying to sell you something. I mean, they get very creative during the Super Bowl, but they are still trying to sell you something. You've got junk food commercials. Should you talk to your kids about junk food? Sure.
Okay, what about booze? I'm looking for the first commercial that promotes weed. Now, that would be interesting. Well, think about it.
I don't know if we're there yet.
CBD, right, for traumatic head injuries,
right,
to reverse neurological degradation diseases.
Yes,
right,
there are booze commercials. There are booze commercials. Should you talk to your kids? Yes. But that should be taking place anytime, not just during the Super Bowl, right?
And social issues during the Super Bowl, really? How about the social issues of just being social among the people that are with you watching the game? Just have fun.
Social issues don't belong during the Super Bowl, including this last one on the list, female empowerment.
Female empowerment.
Talk about the Me Too movement during the Super Bowl?
Well, if we were going to do something for female empowerment, it'd be like with Dr. Lee Cowden. Talk about all the cheerleaders that have silicone breast implants and get them detoxed immediately. That would be female empowerment.
That would be pretty much all the cheerleaders you're going to see today, right?
Right. Well, let them know. They're going to be a little bit busy today, but afterwards, tell them what we talked about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, next hour, continuing our discussion of what? Well, a universal flu shot. We need more money for that. Really? The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.